Somi discovered a wide range of genetically driven behaviors. For example, the uptight monkeys, classified as such on the basis of their behavior and their high cortisol levels at 6 months, will consume more alcohol in experimental situations than others when they reach the age of 4. The genetically aggressive monkeys will also overindulge, but they binge drink to the point of passing out, while the uptight monkeys seem to drink to calm down. And yet the social environment also contributes significantly to behavior and biology. The uptight, anxious females don't play well with others, and thus often lack social support when they give birth, and are at high risk for neglecting or abusing their firstborns. But when these females belong to a stable social group, they often become diligent mothers who carefully watch out for their young. Under some conditions, being an anxious mom can provide much-needed protection. Aggressive mothers, on the other hand, don't provide any social advantages. Very punitive with their offspring, there is lots of hitting, kicking, and biting. If the infants survive, their mothers usually keep them from making friends with their peers. In real life, it is impossible to tell whether people's aggressive or uptight behavior is the result of parents' genes or of having been raised by an abusive mother, or both. But in a monkey lab, you can take newborns with vulnerable genes away from their biological mothers and have them raised by supportive mothers or in playgroups with peers. Young monkeys who are taken away from their mothers at birth and brought up solely with their peers become intensely attached to them. They desperately cling to one another and don't peel away enough to engage in healthy exploration and play. What little play there is lacks the complexity and imagination typical of normal monkeys. These monkeys grow up to be uptight, scared in new situations, and lacking in curiosity. Regardless of their genetic predisposition, peer-raised monkeys overreact to minor stresses. Their cortisol increases much more in response to loud noises than does that of monkeys who are raised by their mothers. Their serotonin metabolism is even more abnormal than that of the monkeys who are genetically predisposed to aggression, but who are raised by their own mothers. This leads to the conclusion that, at least in monkeys, early experience has at least as much impact on biology as heredity does. Monkeys and humans share the same two variants of the serotonin gene, known as the short and long serotonin transporter alleles. In humans, the short allele has been associated with impulsivity, aggression, sensation-seeking, suicide attempts, and severe depression. Somi showed that, at least in monkeys, the environment shapes how these genes affect behavior. Monkeys with a short allele that were raised by an adequate mother behaved normally and had no deficit in their serotonin metabolism. Those who were raised with their peers became aggressive risk-takers. Similarly, New Zealand researcher Alec Roy found that humans with the short allele had higher rates of depression than those with the long version, but that this was true only if they also had a childhood history of abuse or neglect. The conclusion is clear. Children who are fortunate enough to have an attuned and attentive parent are not going to develop this genetically related problem.